Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're talking about overstimulation during the holidays and the aftermath. Overstimulation and the holidays aftermath. And the aftermath. It makes you feel like crap, but it's gonna be okay after that. And that's that.
And that is that. Boom, intro done. Let's go. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. This after the festivities Neuro Nerds episode with special amazing guest co-host, my significantly better half?
I thought you were going to say like significantly significant.
Well, you are significantly significant. You're my significantly significant other.
Damn right.
So, yes, that isn't Lauren L. Manzano. That is Felice Lazé.
Yes, 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 y'all.
Oh, that just got weird. So, yeah, this is the after party?
Well, it's the Thanksgiving aftermath.
Aftermath is definitely a better term than after party.
Yeah, not
for
after
what
party.
I've been through.
We just, you know, Joe's been having some challenges after Thanksgiving. We had a really crazy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving can be overwhelming as it is.
Yeah, it was some bullshit. Just be honest.
Just, you know, dealing with family and lots of people around and things like that and trying to get the turkey done and all the stuff. But this Thanksgiving was really, really, really crazy for us.
This Thanksgiving was one for the ages.
Yeah.
It was a weird Thanksgiving. It was worth it. So technically, we didn't have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, technically. Well, we did. We had a makeshift Thanksgiving.
We did. We had like a mock Thanksgiving. We had last. All right. So we are some prepping mofos over here. Like we don't do last minute stuff.
Yeah.
We plan everything out. We're amazing.
We're pretty amazing when it comes to planning Thanksgiving.
So we had everything ready to rock and roll. What happens? Winds knocked out our electricity.
Well, dangerous winds caused the power company to put our electricity off.
Yeah, a preemptive strike.
As a preemptive, so there's, because we get fires. I don't know if you're not in California,
you don't understand what the hell's going on
over here. Crazy wildfires. Yeah. So they do this preemptive strike in certain areas that are high risk. And our area is high risk. We have lots of high winds, and that can, I guess,
and lots of dry everything.
But it could spark, I guess, the electrical lines. I haven't quite researched it.
Right. So if the winds, it's the power lines. If the wind knocks out the power lines, what happens? Sparks.
Yeah.
Sparks cause fires. Fires, winds, embers go flying miles and miles and miles away. Huge brush fires everywhere. So they try to avoid that by shutting down the power in the area, which is great overall, but like for the people that live here, it sucks.
It's
so
great
bad
for our safety. Like, yeah, you know, God forbid we wouldn't want to be caught in a wildfire in our neighborhood. However, this time, and this has been happening a lot, they've been doing a lot more power scheduled, you know, power outages in our area over the summer in this past year to fix the power lines, man, to make them safer.
They've been doing this shit for like, what, the past year. They've been doing a lot to be like, all right, so when it gets windy season, you're going to be fine. Then windy season comes in and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to turn off the power. Some bullshit.
Yeah, so we thought, okay, great. Then we got some warnings that maybe they might turn it off the week before Thanksgiving. We're like, okay, they didn't turn it off. They didn't turn it off.
They were like, yeah, it's going
to
be fine.
That wasn't the time to turn it off, but no, they didn't. Then we get an alert that possibly on Thanksgiving Day, and we're like, nah, they're not going to do that. So, 36 hours,
yeah, so
4 a.m.
I was awake.
Oh, was it 3 a.m.?
I was awake. It was around 3:35 a.m. Again, I was very awake, and I was like, oh shit, okay, well that happened, because our neighbors have a generator hooked up to where when the power goes off, the generator kicks on immediately. So it's like, and I was like, oh man, it's gonna suck. Went to bed, woke up. All right, what are we going to do? Well, we have a generator. Let's at least power the refrigerator. And
but we have a small one.
We have a little gas-powered generator, just a little teen tiny one. Not teen tiny, but it's like...
It's enough to power...
It's
enough so that we're not in the dark.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to power all the things that you need to power so that you can cook Thanksgiving dinner.
At all. Also, it is not quiet. Yep. It is not a quiet generator. And what's funny is this generator in particular, it's like, oh, and it's a very quiet generator. It is not.
None of them are, really.
It's loud. It's so loud. And it's not just the how loud it is. It's, oh my God, it's so steady. Yeah. It's just as steady.
Needless to say, we're looking into solar power because this is just too much in this area.
So any other brain injury survivors out there, noise like that is triggering to everything. I can't even describe it. It's literally like a generator going nonstop for 36 straight hours. I guess that's the best description.
It was like being in a ship, like you know how you can hear the engines in a
ship.
Like,
you're close. Yeah. It was like being in shit because it was the worst. It was really, really bad. So it really, it did a number on me of like emotionally. It was like a lot. Now, also on top of that, so a week before we had your brother over, you know, Felice's brother and his wife were over and we did like an early Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So it was nice. It was really cool, you know, but that is, you know, I don't people a lot. I'm here and I talk to people like online, but like we don't people in person. So that was like a whole different energy. And then like we cooked and we did like the whole thing. And it was just so that that itself was draining. And that was like a lot. I actually took a nap. I stepped away while, yeah, I don't even think I napped. I think I literally just laid down in bed staring at the ceiling for like 2 hours. Yeah. I remember that. And I felt really bad. I was like, man, I feel horrible. Like we have company and I'm literally just under my weighted blanket in the room staring up the ceiling being antisocial. But I needed it. It's not that I didn't want to be there. I just knew if I forced myself to be out there that I just wasn't going to be functional for like not just days, but like weeks to come. So I did the adult thing. I stepped away and I practiced what I preached. And I always preach all the time. Hey, you got to like take care of yourself again. And I did it. I stepped away.
Yep.
And it was really cool because nobody was like weirded out about it, I guess, you know, because everybody kind of understands now. Hey, yeah, just a brain injury. So it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's like 100% me. So that in and of itself, that was just a lot, period. Then here we are on Thanksgiving the day. And I just have this steady noise going on forever. Like it just would not stop. And
36 hours to be exact.
Yeah. It was so bad. Like I literally felt like I was going insane. Yeah. Well, insaner.
Yeah, no, it for someone who doesn't have a brain injury, it was a lot. Like I felt like a weird kind of stress and like it was more a discomfort.
Yeah.
A discomfort. Like, yes, we did have TV and we had internet from our phones.
First world problems.
Because the Wi-Fi was down. Like, not only was the power down, but also, like, the Wi-Fi itself
super
was
super first world problems we're talking
super
about right now.
First world problems. But it still was, like, that sound was, like, added some kind of, like, it just was, like, an urgency. Like, it felt like we were, like, there was an emergency going on.
Can I tell you what it was? It really felt like we were at the culmination, the end of a Christopher Nolan movie, you know, with that.
That's stressful.
That underlining noise.
It's that underlining stressful. You're so right. Yeah. Christopher Nolan, the great. Oh, my gosh. Why am I forgetting my favorite? The composer that does all the Christopher Nolan.
John Williams?
No, not John Williams.
The other one.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to do a fact check here because this is crazy. I can't think of
Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Boom.
Thank you.
Oh my Joe God. Is the smartest man alive.
That was crazy. And I can't blame a brain injury for that.
Hey,
I don't know what that was. I love Hans Zimmer.
By the way, I think I'm just divvying, like I'm rubbing my brain injury off on you and I'm stealing your normie powers.
This has turned into some weird like superhero, supervillain like powers.
Yeah, is this my supervillain origin story? I guess so.
But no, Hans Zimmer is so good at creating that like impending doom in Christopher Nolan movies and other movies as well. But like really like, especially what was the last one we watched with him with Denzel Washington's son?
Tenet. Two for two.
Dang, I can't remember anything.
Normie Joe over here remembering everything.
We're switching places today. So yeah, like that Tenet, like ooh, that woom 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 was actually very similar to, and it was so intense. And so that's how it kind of felt like for 36 hours, just
straight.
Like this impending, like woom woom woom. So like it was stressful. It was stress inducing, but I still was like keeping it together. But so I can only imagine how it felt for you, Joe.
Yeah, it was a lot. Like even thinking about it right now, like it's fucking triggering. It is. I remember this. Not proud moments. I've talked about it a lot. I cry like every day of my life. I literally broke down when the power came back on. Now it's not like, oh my God, there's power. The power came back on and the neighbor's house that has the automatic generator that goes on, that just shut down immediately. So that's just our generator. Flip a switch, dead silence.
It was like,
thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
It was so quiet. It felt so comforting. It felt so good. I was literally overwhelmed with emotion. Like it was insane. It was maddening. It really was. And I'm still dealing with the aftermath.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot. It's funny because for me, it was kind of like as soon as it went off, I felt better. But for you, it was like,
look, there's a moment, an immediate moment of, okay, yeah, okay. It's just a moment. Like, it's basically, I guess the best description for me would be like, if you're getting stabbed with 12 knives nonstop, just 12 knives are coming at you nonstop and they're just constantly stabbing you. And then for a split second, 12 knives stop stabbing you, right? Like that feels good. I'm not being stabbed by 12 knives. And then a few moments later, it's like, wow, I've been stabbed with 12 knives nonstop for 36 hours. Yeah. So you still have all of that pain and all of that, all those open wounds, all like, that's what I felt. I felt very, honestly, I still don't think I'm over it. I'm still really on edge.
Yeah.
I'm still really like herky jerky. I'm having, I don't think I'm having dissociative episodes, but a couple times you're looking at me like, Joe, you okay?
Like it's getting better, but right after, definitely there was a lot more than you've had in the past year, really.
It was a lot.
That really told me, wow, like, because sometimes things happen and you're okay, you bounce back faster, but that really told me, like, okay, there's something more going on here. This was pretty, like, it's almost like an imprint. You know how they say, like, if you're gonna do, like, this is a bad example, but if you're gonna do acid, like, don't make I've never done acid. I'm curious about it, but I've never done it.
Hey, the Neuro Nerds, we don't do drugs.
I've never done it.
Smoke copious amounts of weed.
I'm curious,
but we do not do
I'm
drugs.
I'm curious about the like the geniuses that talk about how they've discovered like DNA and fonts for Apple. But anyway,
of course come down to fonts with you nerd.
I love fonts, but I've done a lot of like just
Comic Sans or nothing.
I've done a lot of reading about it, and just because I'm curious about like the whole, like, I'm just curious about the brain in that way. Right. And one of the things that they said is when they did studies on acid, they what is it? LSD. LCD. Like, no, that's a different thing. LSD. When they were doing studies on it, there's a guidance that they put you through it to make sure that you're in a calm state, because your brain is so like in an open space to get imprinted on. And so they say, like, if you, like some people, you know, they'll do it to party and rage, like you can actually do permanent, not damage, but permanent imprints, which yeah. I guess could be considered, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but could be kind of considered like a sort of damage if it's not positive impact, you know, like just like it can positively impact some people.
Yeah, for sure.
It can negatively. So this is kind of like for you, your brain is kind of open, like in a way that mine isn't for that kind of.
Is it because my brain was literally opened when they put in the shunt? Do you think that's like it's open to the like world and like all that evil went in? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I think that's what you're saying. I'm just.
No.
No? That's not? Okay.
Yeah, but your brain is more open to imprint. And so like for me as the partner, and we celebrate caregivers and everything. I feel funny sometimes calling myself a caregiver because you take care of yourself a lot. But in situations like this, that's when I have to come in and really step up and be and to care. It's not really doing so much, but more to understand
right.
what's happening.
For sure.
And let you have the space, because it's difficult sometimes, because you look and you go, why can't it just be, you know, what's going on? Like, it's, like, whoa, like, it wasn't that bad.
It's that's what's see.
And so, I don't mean that in sense.
No, not at all. But it's a natural reaction.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating for me. Grown ass man, right? Not like feeble old guy. Like it's really disheartening sometimes. It's really defeating because it's like, why is it such a big deal? Why can't I just be better already?
Yeah. And that's where I came in and told you, what did I tell you?
I don't know. You probably yell at me for being mean to myself.
Yeah. I said, you gotta give yourself grace. Be patient with yourself.
It's hard. And the thing is, like, I do, even with you, I present well. I it's so annoying, but I do it. It's just, it's my natural go-to. It's just, oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm not. Most of the time I'm not. It's not that like I'm going out of my way to be vicious and malicious and like untrue. And I'm not, it's just my natural go-to. Like, oh, are you okay? Yeah, of course I'm okay. It's like, no, I'm probably not. One, I remember I had a moment when your brother was here, when we were cooking a turkey. Wait. Was it when your brother was here? No, we didn't do. Did we do a turkey when your brother was here?
We did a half a turkey.
Okay, it wasn't that one. It was when we were doing the turkey. You asked me to wash the turkey, and my brain didn't process what that was.
Mm. It's okay.
It's annoying.
It's okay. I tell Joe all the time to give himself the grace that he gives everyone else.
Yeah, I know. I'm a teacher. Like do as I say, not as I do. So. I remember, and it like I was hurt. I'm not even gonna lie. I was hurt because I was like, wait, what do you mean? And I asked, and you're like, just wash the turkey. And you were just, and I said, what do you mean? And because in my head, I didn't understand what that meant in that moment. In a moment, I just didn't understand. It didn't process, and it made no sense to me. It was so foreign. And your reaction was just like, yeah, come on, just do it. Like you, just like last year. Like you literally said, just like last year, like what you did last year. And I didn't remember in that moment. It took me maybe about, it wasn't very long, literally maybe 40 seconds or so. Just kind of dicked around a little bit until it came back. But then as soon as it came back, I was like, oh, just run it underwater. Just Joe, just run it underwater and get, yeah, just do that. And then for a second after that, I was like, I was hurt because I was like, you just ignored me. You just said, just do this. And then a minute after that, I was like, of course she did that because I'm constantly presenting well. I'm not showing you the deficits even when I know they're there. I have these little tips and tricks that I do that I can just front almost like I'm great and nobody would ever know, including you. I'm just really good at it. And it's terrible because in situations like that, which they're rare, I think.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get into thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
It doesn't happen as much.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen so much that I was kind of like, I forgot.
It doesn't happen very often. So I can't be mad. I painted myself in a corner, and it was this whole process of feelings of I'm lost. I have no idea what this means to please help me. I have no idea what this means to, wow, this is really lonely because I don't know what this means to, oh, I remember what this means, and wow, that really sucked, to why are you always pretending everything is fine and putting on this front so nobody notices that you have these deficits? It was like this really whirlwind of emotions that happened literally in about 60 seconds. It was like a lot. That was exhausting. So I was carrying that into this Thanksgiving with like our second Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Actually, our third Thanksgiving.
It was like the rehearsal to the,
It was a rehearsal. And then we had the mock because we couldn't cook on Thanksgiving. So we literally, was calling like a mad woman.
I called Sprouts and they had already cooked half, turkey breast. So we got like two turkey breasts that were already cooked. And then we had mashed potatoes that we were able to put the microwave on to microwave.
Right. We had to unplug the refrigerator.
And stuffing that we were able to microwave. And that was it.
That was it.
Thanksgiving. Because we couldn't do anything more.
Yeah.
But
the next day, we cooked our asses off.
Yeah. But you know what? I want to give you credit and back up where you said, you're a born teacher, like you're such a teacher.
Yeah, well,
do as I say, don't. But you do walk the walk a lot.
I'm trying,
and you have to, and you have to give yourself grace, because I think that people, we're really harder on ourselves than we are on other people,
for sure.
And so, yes, you do really well a lot of the time, and even though I don't know how much of it feels like you're forcing it. But I think a lot of the time you are doing well, you're actually doing well.
I think
so. So when it doesn't go right, it feels much worse.
It does. Can I tell you what it is? In those moments, all right. So you've heard a ton like, oh, you throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? That's kind of what it is. Because having a brain injury, also throwing in survivor's guilt in there, and like a lot of Catholic guilt, there's just a lot of guilt, you know, that's in there. And then you kind of mess with your head. It messes with your head a little bit, right? So you think imposter syndrome kicks in hard, mm-hmm. where in those moments, in that moment, it was just a moment. It was literally just, and when I say a moment, Fel, it was like 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even 60 seconds. I didn't understand. I couldn't process for a brief moment, and then it came back. But in that moment, what goes through your head is insanity. Am I doing as well as I think I am? Am I really recovered? All the things that I'm doing, am I doing them right? Are people just being nice to me? Are you just being nice to me?
No. You know what happened for me? In that same time frame, I had to take a moment and realize what was happening. Because again, yeah, you do. You're for the most part, you're doing really well with a lot of things. And so when those things pop up, it feels a little bit like, it's easy to forget.
Yeah.
And
you said that.
Yeah. And so I told you that. I'm sorry. He does so many things all the time.
It really helped me because I forget sometimes, you know, and I don't realize that I'm putting on this front. That's the thing. I don't realize that I'm doing it. It's natural.
Well, some of it, and would you say that maybe some of it isn't a front? It's like you're feeling good.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I do have those moments, but in those moments, I don't mean to not be authentic. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to pretend everything is fine. I don't mean to immediately say, oh, yeah, I'm good. It's automatic, and I don't realize that I'm doing it sometimes. It's just like, it's just on automatic. So when you actually said, a couple of days later, whatever it was, you said something happened. I probably did something stupid. and you said, yeah, you know, and, you know, even I forget that you're impacted sometimes because you really do present so well. Like I cried. I didn't cry right then. You didn't see again. See, I was presenting. I remember I came in the room afterwards and I was just like, I was a wreck for like 30 seconds. And then I was like, okay, yeah. Because I forget sometimes that you forget. You know, and the fact that like you said it out loud that, oh, yeah, you know, even I forget. So sometimes where I'm like, I'm struggling so bad and you don't even see it. And it, then you saying that, I'm like, of course she doesn't see it because I'm not showing it outwardly. Everything that's happening is internal. Everything that's happening is chaos in there. And I just expect you to see what's happening through that, which is impossible. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to myself doing that. So the fact that you were like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I forget because you do the quote fingers. You look so normal that it's really hard to see that you do struggle, that even you, out of everybody, even you forget sometimes that I had a brain injury, that I have a brain injury. And it was just like, help me breathe. Like I was struggling and help me breathe. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's you get it. Cause sometimes like I know you get it, but then there's just like long patches where I'm like, I just feel so alone, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't because you saying that, like, I'm like, yeah, you're here with me. I'm just, you're seeing what I put out.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. And I have to be a little bit more, open with the chaos.
Yeah. And it's just a testament to how positive you are most of the time. And that when there's a disruption in that,
oh, it's horrible.
It feels really bad. And that's actually a good thing, actually, that it feels really bad when there's a disruption. It means that you have yourself tuned to focus on the positive.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It's hard. It's hard. Those moments are really, really difficult. But I do meditate all the time.
Yeah.
And I've really slowed down the way that I think. And I've really, I can't come back to like baseline quickly, but I've done it better and faster than I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better.
That's, you know? That's the whole point. It's all of these mindset techniques to work on being cognitive techniques to work on your feelings and your mental health is all about it being a practice. It's not, there's no finish line.
No, there's no perfect.
There's
no meditation perfect.
Yeah.
And there's no recovery perfect.
Yeah.
Recovery is a practice just like meditation is a practice.
This goes beyond just recovering from a brain injury. This is like a life lesson that even for myself has been something that is really, especially during this pandemic, because there's been a lot of time to reflect, especially when we were at home more. And now transitioning into being outside, it's like now I feel like I'm really putting the things that I got to reflect on with my inner work as I meet the challenges of the outside world more so again. And that's, I think, something that is a big challenge for everyone and definitely like brain injury survivors, because if you've been staying at home more, it's been quiet.
Yeah.
And you haven't had to deal with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've been talking to Joe. I'm like, so what do you think about us going to Universal Studios? Like, we're triple vax now, you know, like, it's open. Like, we go with masks and like, and eventually we're going to go.
Yeah. I'm not there yet.
I'm guessing it's because of really, like, I mean, it's been so long that we've been inside.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of noise.
It is. It's just a lot, period.
Yeah.
You know, like even going to stores now, like I make most of the runs to the stores and stuff. The amount of people that are out, it's a different ebb and flow. Now, again, we talk about routine all the time. I know the ebb and flow of my normal day to days. Everything has changed because more people are out. So I used to be able to like knock out all my stuff before noon. Now it'd be 8:30 in the morning and the freeways are packed and the stores are, you know, people are waiting to get in. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Your routine is getting shaken up.
Yeah.
And routine is really important for brain injury survivors. Oh, so
it's not
recovery.
Important. It's essential.
Yeah. And so I think that's a really good thing that you are getting to work on this right now, because this is something that is so challenging, is to change your routine.
For sure.
Like, even for quote normies,
it's not quote normie. It's an absolute normie.
I feel like I can't say that.
Hey, I'm giving you permission.
but change is a challenging, and with change, a lot of the fear around change is the unknown. There, like, I don't, like, I got used to this pattern and I know this and it's what I know, but there's also something magical about the unknown. That's where the new stuff can happen that you want to happen. Like, there's stuff that you've never done before. Mm-hmm. The unknown is where that lies.
For sure. I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for me. You know what? Know that I'm speaking for everyone. No, I'm just kidding. I can only speak for me, and I'm really adaptable. As much as I'm like, here's my routine, I can change it. I just rather not. The amount of mental bandwidth it takes to do different things like that. I can't describe it to you. Like, it's honestly, it's indescribable. Anybody out there, hey guys, this normie, she can't get it. But you understand it. Like, it takes we're literally moving mountains to shift something in the morning, you know? Like, yeah but I do this at 10.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to do it at noon. Okay, that move mountains to make that okay.
It's almost like you have to have like a quarterly check-in with yourself about your routine and prepare yourself mentally in advance. I'll give you an example of what I'm preparing Joe for mentally change wise. We have really fallen off our workout plans during this pandemic. And I told him, hey, I want us to get back into working out. Just start getting yourself ready to add that to the routine. Not now.
Okay. You throw it on like, it's like, oh yeah, it's fine. It's like, no, you didn't understand when we were doing that, the effect that it had on me emotionally.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the physical exhaustion. It was the mental exhaustion that came with it. I don't think you ever really grasped that. I hope you do now.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot, you know, and changing your routine. It takes time. It does. So like, I've been mentally preparing as best I can, but everybody can game plan until they get punched in the mouth. Thank you, Mike Tyson, for those wise words. You know, everybody has a game plan. So I'm working on my game plan slowly but surely, and I'm changing and I'm adapting as best I can. You know, I'm seeing how it goes. That's it. And there's a lot of stuff that we're doing now that's like new. It's very new to me and it's very different. It's a different type of exhaustion. It's a different type of mental bandwidth. It's a different type of output that is happening. Like, on this creative side, it's really difficult to like explain the impact that it has on me, you know? So in doing these things, it's like, yeah, I can do it, but it's almost like, well, just dive in the pool. It's like, yeah, if I dive in the pool, I might drown. I kind of need to get in there slowly. This isn't one of those, let's just dive head first and it's going to be fine. It probably could be, but the aftermath is going to affect me greatly. So I know it's like, all right, I got to dip my toe a little bit. All right. I'm in up to my ankle and this is great. I'm in up to my knee. That's cool. I might need to go back and just go in up to my ankle because it's going really fast. And it's kind of fucking me up a little bit. You know, it's not this normal thing. So I'm preparing myself to do that. But when it's like, all right, you're in up to your ankle. Great. I'm going to need you to get in up to your belly button. It's like, oh, that's too soon. It's too soon. It's too much. I need to like mentally prepare and get in the zone. But, you know, I'm adapting, I'm adjusting, and I'm doing my best to move forward with it.
And that's something that I want to say, like, to what you were saying earlier, like, that's something that I'm learning. And that's just like you're learning about your recovery. I'm learning about how to be the best supportive partner I can be in that. And that's a big thing, is learning how to support your partner through this, is learning how to really be compassionate and empathetic and patient, and also change your routine in the way that you, because the way that you did things together are not going to be the same way that you did things before the brain injury.
Right.
Maybe you were super spontaneous. Maybe you could just do things this, you could do this, but now you got to plan ahead maybe.
Yeah.
Now you got to prepare. So that's kind of like the learning thing that I'm doing, is like, okay, let me give him notice ahead of time when we have.
Well, even look, I'll just talk about like even a cool thing that we're doing. We're going to go for our first getaway in like 2 years.
Yeah.
We're going away for a few days to like this really cool place. And in choosing these places, it was, in a word, overwhelming. It was a lot. Now again, this is a very fun thing. This is really fun and exciting, and it's like, I'm like, oh my god, this is like so good. I have not even been able to like really look at everything. I trust in you. I saw one. I was like, yeah, that's good, because it, you know, you get like excited. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, these are like some great places. I'm like, cool. If you can send me just the ones, just put it in one thing so I can go through it, and that's fine. But then you sent me, I think it was like 6 different links. And there, in one link had a bunch of things. Another one is, oh, no, don't look at that one. Look at this one. Okay, well, forget that one. I'm going to send you another one. And I was done. And it took me, I think it took like 2 days before I even got to look at the links, because it was just overwhelming. It's very frustrating because it's like, dude, it's just links. It's literally, it's just links. You press it and then you go to the thing. I can't explain to you how overwhelming it is. And it's like defeating, because it's like, dude, it's just this thing. But the reality is, it's very overwhelming to me. It's like, it's disheartening that like I can't do these simple things, like look at several different links It's really frustrating. And it was frustrating for you too, because I'm sure it's like, you don't have to say it. You know what I mean? But like, it's the, it's just a couple lanes. Just look at them. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I agree with you. The brain just doesn't work that way. You know, it's, it sucks. It really does, but it just doesn't work that way. So I'm doing my best, and it took me a little bit, but like, I'm getting the information in as quickly as I can. It's a process. So hopefully next time I'll be better than this time.
Yeah, no, the biggest thing I was, I don't think like, oh, why can't you just look at some links? Actually, I'm always thinking to myself like, okay, how can I adjust the way my approach so that it's the right way? Because it's like, it's like trying to figure out, I think the best thing to do is just try to figure out how to step into somebody else's shoes.
Can I tell you the bummer for me? I feel like I always take away your joy.
Oh, no.
Because I understand these things are really fun. And you get very excited about it. And I never want to. And I think that's why my immediate, I'm fine, comes out. Because I don't want to snatch away that joy. Because you deserve it, you know? And I always feel like an asshole for being like, can you bring that energy down a little bit? Because it's like a lot, you know? Like, I always feel like, no, you deserve to experience this happiness and joy. I don't want to dim that for you. And I always fucking feel like I'm dimming that for you. As a bummer, it really sucks. But on the flip side, if I don't share and say, hey, can you do me a favor? You're at like a 10. Can you just bring it to like 7.5? And then like slowly give me the information so I can retain it. If I don't do that, it's going to bury me like long term. So it's this really weird balancing act that sucks all the way around.
To be honest, it doesn't take away my joy. I'm just really happy you're here to enjoy it with me. So I actually never feel any frustration. I feel is just that I just wish I could really understand the best ways to approach things. So that's what I'm always trying to do, is figure out the best ways to deliver information,
It's hard all the way around.
Routine
it's hard
changes
for me to explain what it's like. It's hard for me to explain what I need because it changes, you know? It's frustrating. Everything. I can take in information. Like, you could literally send me like 10 different links and each one is super long and I'll be fine. And then another time you could send me 2 and I'm like, hey, I can't, this is just too much. It doesn't make any sense. And what sucks is that's from one day to the next. Sometimes it's like from 1 hour to the next, like I'm super functional. And then now I don't remember how to open a door. Like, it's really, really frustrating. So it's hard for me because some days it's one thing, some days it's another. Like, it's like living, I feel like Two-Face.
Well, what are some ways that you manage that or deal with that? Like, I know meditation's a big thing for you.
Weed. Oh my God. I think meditation, being in the moment, is one of the biggest things. It's just really, it's really important to take a step back and feel your feels. I've been a really huge fan of and an advocate of feeling what you're feeling. But once you feel what you're feeling, figure out, okay, are those just feelings or is that a reality, right? And then like once you, okay, those were just feelings. All right, cool. So what's the reality? Now let's figure out how to move forward. And I try to do that like as quickly as possible because I don't really want to get stuck in those feelings, you know? I'm not great at it yet. I'm not. I am significantly better than I've ever been, and I'm getting better at it every single day. And I think that's all that we can ask for, is just, I want to get better and I'm trying to get better and I'm improving. It's not at the pace that I wish that I was. Like, I always wish that I was, you know, it's like, just like in recovery, I'm standing. So why can't I be walking? Right. I'm walking. Why can't I be jogging? I'm jogging. Why can't I run? So I feel like that now, like, I'm doing, why can't I do it faster? You know? So I try to slow my thoughts down in those moments. I try to, you know, remove myself from whatever situation. Go to a room, go to the bathroom. If you have a weighted blanket, get under a weighted blanket. Good Lord. I can't tell you how amazing that feels. If you have a specific meditation that you really enjoy, pop in that meditation. A specific song that you like, listen to that song. For me, I've been listening to a lot of Alt-J. Great band.
Take a nap.
You know, sometimes when things are just too loud and too crazy, close your eyes, clear your head, take a nap, 10, 20 minutes, an hour, 2, 3, whatever you need. When you wake up, hey, I don't feel as intensely as I did. You know, I'm a little bit more calm than I was however long it was that I've been napping. I listened to my friend Emily M Live Intentionally. I listen to it. She has two or three. She has several meditation things. There's two or three of them that I use all the time. It's not two or three. I use all three. There's two or three in those moments where I'm like, okay, I rotate between those three, and they're very helpful. They're quick hits. They're like 5 minutes each. It's amazing. It's really, really, really helpful to kind of get me back to baseline.
Yeah. Those are all good things.
And weed. Oh, and weed. Can't talk about weed enough. No, it really is. It's a mindset thing. Like, we can do amazing things. We can get stuck in these moments, or we can grow past them. I'm trying to grow past them. I'm not, again, none of us are perfect. I am not perfect at this, but I'm trying. And in the immortal words of the greatest man I have ever known, you never fail if you continue to try. And I'll never fail because I'll continue to try, you know, no matter what. I'll fall down. Okay, that's it. It was a little hiccup. It was a little bump in the road. I'm right back up, and my trajectory is constantly going to be up as soon as I, you know, ground myself from those little hiccups.
Yeah, using techniques that
more,
work for you.
More important things. Words are very important.
Yes.
You know, it's not a fall down. It's a slip up. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even a slip up. It's a hiccup.
Yeah.
It's easier to come back from a hiccup than a step back.
It's all perspective and how you frame it.
Of course. Of course. That's what we do. You know, look, recovery is not easy. It's not easy, but you know what? We're going to be okay. And these times are very difficult times. A lot of stuff. Look, seasonal depression is a thing. It's a thing. It's affected me. The weather change can really mess people up. It's kind of messed me up a little bit. The holidays are very overwhelming. Peopling is a thing. It's exhausting. Look, all of these things are very difficult and hard for people without brain injuries, let alone people us with brain injuries. It's insane. It's almost crazy that we have to go through this, and we do it with a smile on our faces. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you. I am. I thought you were saying I was amazing.
I'll take this moment to talk you up. Joe actually has a one-on-one coaching program that he is just launching, and it's called You So Rock. And he goes over some of these amazing mindset techniques, helping you, well, or whoever he's working with, put together a daily mindset routine and help find your new normal post brain injury. So he's now open for one-on-one coaching. And if you want help with finding your new normal post brain injury and creating a positive mindset routine, go to usorock.coach. Yes, that's right. .coach, not .com, .coach. usorock.coach. And you can find out more about it.
Yeah, it's all about mindset. Like, it really is, you know, like, we can do amazing things with our minds. We can also do horrific things, you know. Look, 30 plus years of my life, I was in the most negative mindset. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was lost. You know, I was in survival mode, like, my entire life. You know, it's only been since my brain injury that I've actually lived. It's been 5 years. It's so weird.
Yeah, it took a brain injury to help you learn how to create a positive mindset routine.
Such a bummer that it took that, you know? Like, I'm thankful.
It was a wake-up call.
It was
a wake-up call. Sometimes these
couldn't
things...
Couldn't somebody just tap me on the shoulder?
Clearly not. Sometimes things happen, and there's all kinds of different meanings that you can find in it. And I know for you, a lot of it has been about finding yourself and waking up to yourself. And I'm really proud of you with all the work that you've done on yourself.
It's living life. You know, like, I found my purpose post brain injury, you know, and I really feel it's to help others on their journey through their recovery. And that's, like, legitimately all I want to do. I just want to help, you know, and I think that I can. Like, I really do. I've learned a lot in these last 5 years. I've spoken to countless survivors from around the world, and I've seen the same things over and over and over again that work. And I've seen the same things over and over and over again that don't. So I just want to make sure that I can, it's like paying it forward. You know, it's like taking this knowledge, these things that I've gained that help me, and help somebody else on their journey. People who are struggling, you know, people who have been at it for several years and still haven't found their footing, and people who have just had their brain injuries recently. Hey, let's skip all those years of bullshit. Let's be honest. Like,
yeah.
I don't want anybody to go through the stuff that I went through early on. You know, I want to make sure everybody has a leg up on their recovery. You know, and I'm here to help in any possible way.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you're finally doing this. It's really going to help a lot of people. So Yeah, go check them out. YouSoRock.coach.
Because you so rock. It's like the ad.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
Look, on that note.
Yeah, look, I'll say this. The holidays, they're a lot. They're just a lot. It's a lot of everything. It's a lot of the sound, the lights, the motion, the scents. It is a lot emotionally, spiritually, like all of this stuff is a lot. It could be chaotic. It could be very depressing. As happy as this holiday is, it could be very depressing. It's okay. And I'm going to say this. I'm talking to you, not you.
I'm like, wait, what?
Like I'm talking to whoever is listening to this, you in particular. Okay. Any survivor out there, a couple of normies, you can listen to this. Really pertaining to you, but I guess you could take away this lesson. So you, I'm talking directly to you. I'm gonna say this, and I hope it really, really sticks with you. Okay, you're gonna be okay. Okay, I say that a lot. I say it to myself a lot. I say it to my people a lot, and I mean it. You're going to be okay. It's chaotic right now. It's more chaotic than it's been all year. Tis the season, right? You are already okay. You're also gonna be okay. So yeah, it can be stressful. It's going to be a little wild out there. You might have some issues with friends, family, with yourself, whatever it is, you know, bottom line, you are going to be okay. Always remember you made it. You made it. As crazy as things get, as crazy as things are, as crazy as things are going to be, we are here to experience that. I can't tell you how amazing that is. You know, I'm thankful. Like, oh, man, it was crazy. 36 hours, generator on Thanksgiving. Are you serious? Yeah, I experienced that, and it was an experience. You want to know what happened? I had one of the best cooking Thanksgivings ever the day later.
Yeah.
Right? And if you think about it, it just means that we had even more leftovers for a day longer.
We did.
Positive.
We totally did.
Flipping Joe.
Well, that's another thing. Gratitude. Gratitude will get you through. Lean into gratitude. Even if it's just being thankful for your breath.
Yeah.
There's always at least one thing that you can think of to be thankful for.
Yeah, especially if you've gargled, be thankful for your breath.
Oh.
It just gets that funky breath.
That was a bad joke.
I thought it was pretty funny. You know what? I would say, as somebody who's talking to somebody else, whoever you're talking to, if they have just gargled, I am very thankful for their breath. I have a lot of gratitude for that scope.
And on that note.
So I want to give out the socials. If you guys want to reach out, you can reach out to Felice at Felice Lazae on Instagram, FelicLazae.
It'll be in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes if you want to go there quickly. Or if you remember that off the top of your head, I wouldn't. If you want to reach out to my tiny ass-kicking co-host, Lauren, you can reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. If you want to reach out to me. Idiot. You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks and all the socials. If you want to reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds,
everywhere.
What I feel like you're like Gary Oldman from The Professional when you do that.
Everywhere. I mean, wait.
Is that
everyone? I'm doing it again. I did this on another episode.
I don't know. You did. I gotta say, I think you ruined it back then too.
I did ruin it back then.
I kind of feel like the energy you had is more like from Warriors. Can you dig it?
It's more on The Professional. It's more like everywhere. Yeah. There
it is. Thank you for sitting in. I appreciate it. I love you. I am just so thankful to be doing this with you. And on that Gary Oldman note, this Neuro Nerd and that Neuro Nerd adjacent are out. That was a great Gary Oldman. You know. Everyone!
No, that was a great thing.
That was pretty good, right? I like Gary Oldman. He's a nice guy.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.